This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On today's Live Feed, we'll be hearing a performance by the Bloodwash Band playing with Charlie Parr for the 2012 Bolton Bluegrass Festival. The Bloodwash Band is an alternative country group that plays songs that resemble gospel and old-time music. The group is also the house band for House of Mercy Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. You are listening to the Live Feed on KQAL 89.5 FM.
I'm here on the final day of Boats and Bluegrass here with the Bloodwash Band. Could you all introduce yourselves and tell us what instrument you play and what you do in the band?
I'm Chris. I play fiddle.
I'm Jeremy. I play electric guitar.
I'm Paige, and I sing the songs.
I'm Quillen, and I play the bass.
I'm Russell, and I'm the preacher.
I'm Angie, and I'm a singer.
Okay, so this is a pretty nice little setting for your band, Sunday morning after big bluegrass festival. I was wondering what other kind of venues and what other situations do you play in other than something like this?
Well, we've played our main venue. We have a regular gig at this church in St. Paul called House of Mercy Church. We're the house band for that church, and that's at Hamlin Methodist off of Snelling. And so we lead the congregation in songs every week there, and then we also play places most gospel bands don't, which means bars, and we do brunches, Sunday morning brunches sometimes at bars like Ice House and Amsterdam in St. Paul.
Cool. So how do you differ from most bands that would play at a church or that sort of setting? I mean, most churches don't even have like a house band, so how does that work out for you?
Yeah, it's so much fun. The House of Mercy has been around since the 90s, and it's always had a house band, and that's why I started going, was I love the band, and I love the music, and I think it's a real powerful thing that we have something like this, that, you know, our church has this, and that it brings, I mean, so we meet a lot of people who come for the music, and then stay for the preaching.
Yeah, that's a good way to go about it.
Welcome, sinner friends. I'm glad that you all came out here. We're from the House of Mercy. This is the Bloodwash Band, and we're asked to come down here and do a little church. I just want to begin by saying, for all that you have done in word and deed in the last 36 hours, you are all forgiven.
Yes!
All right, here they are, the Bloodwash Band.
We're just going to pretend we're at church and sing a few hymns. I'm sorry we don't have song books for you guys to all join in. Here's one called Calling You.
When you strayed from the fold and there's trouble in
in your soul. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is lost in sin and you're at your journey's end, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? As you journey day by day and temptations come your way, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you follow in his light, he will always guide you right. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Soul is burdened down and your friends cannot be found. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow him each day, he will brighten up your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
Here's a song written by a guy who went to our church named Brett Larson. It's not a well-known gospel song, but maybe someday it will be. Jesus came walking across the water. I came stumbling into the bar.
Jesus was there and he poured me a tall one. Then I gave Jesus the keys to my car. Said, pour me a whiskey, I'm feeling blue, I'm feeling all out of bounds. Sing me about Jesus, fly me to heaven, buy me a couple more rounds. Pour me a whiskey, sing me a God song. I'll never be alright till I get all the way wrong. Thank you.
You're a hard-boiled egg, and I love the darkness. I am the salt, and you are the light. So bring me a beer, and bring me a Bible, and I will be filled with the Spirit tonight. Said, pour me a whiskey, I'm feeling blue, I'm feeling all out of bounds. Sing me about Jesus, fly me to heaven, buy me a couple more rounds. Pour me a whiskey, sing me a God song. I'll never be alright till I get all the way wrong. Well, they say I'm a saint 'cause I pray while I'm drinking. I am a sinner, I drink while I pray. I guess he can hear me even if I've been drinking. Maybe he'll answer me one of these days. Said, pour me whiskey, I'm feeling blue, I'm feeling all out of bounds. Sing me about Jesus, fly me to heaven, buy me a couple more rounds. Pour me a whiskey, sing me a gospel song. I'll never be all right till I get all the way wrong. I'll never be all right till I get all the way wrong.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
So how did you get your start then? Did you all meet through the church, or did you meet through music, or how did that happen?
It's been an evolution where one of us will come in and join the band, and then we'll be there for a while, and then someone else will come in and they'll get sucked into the band. So we kind of all just ended up coming our random ways, and we'll meet at the church and end up in the band.
Do you have a pool of influences? Do you all share similar influences or preferences in music? Or
yeah, when we started the church about 16 years ago, music was really important to us, and we wanted to find a kind of music that came out of a faith, historical, traditional faith background, but people didn't know old German hymns and didn't want to sing contemporary church music. But at the time, we were all kind of discovering country music, like by way of old punk rock people who started playing, like the Violent Femmes and John Doe and stuff. And so we got into country and then country gospel and just discovered Hank Williams and Johnny Cash and Leuven Brothers and just kind of went from there. So a lot of people who come to the church, yeah, really, a lot of them are in bands and really like that kind of music.
Do you play other festivals other than Boats and Bluegrass, or is this sort of a new thing for you?
For this particular lineup, this is our first festival. This is our only one of the summer. So,
what did you think?
Well, it's fabulous.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
What do you like about Boats and Bluegrass here?
Winona is a beautiful town, and being right on the Mississippi River is great, and this beautiful weather, and the folks are so welcoming. You know, Russell asked the folks, you know, where they kind of were at on the church scale, you know, going to church, not going to church, in between. And people were all over the spectrum, but everyone still stuck around and listened and really enjoyed it. I mean, it's not, and I think that's kind of what we've been about, is that it's not about, it's not just hard preaching and, you know, selling church really hard. I mean, that's not what we're here for. We're here to just share the love of what we do, and if it gets you interested, that's a bonus.
Yeah, and I think what I really like this festival, it's sort of just indicative of Minnesota's, like, has a great community of and a cultural heritage of the arts, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
So do you have a specific denomination with your style, or how does that all come about?
People are from all over the map, yeah.
The church that you play in have a specific denomination, or is it non-denominational?
We are affiliated with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.
Okay. We're going to invite some friends to the stage here. Charlie and Emily are going to come and play some for you. Then we'll be back some more later. It's sure nice to be here, and thank you everybody for sticking around. I hope you guys had a great, great weekend. And Boats and Bluegrass is my favorite festival, and it's an honor to be here again. This is my wife Emily, everybody. That she wasn't here last night.
I'll do the appropriate spooky introduction to this.
Okay.
Thank you.
reeling the lines down.
What do you plan to do in the future? I mean, are you going to stay in this setting? Are you going to try and play more festivals, maybe get around a little bit? What do you have any aspirations for stuff like that?
I'm convinced that festivals are the way to go now. I think that's, yeah.
I think it works.
Yeah, yeah. Next summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's so much easier to go to a festival than to get people to come into a church, because they're just already here having fun, and then we can just get them to sing songs.
It's like a sucker punch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's just ready.
You gotta run where we want them, you know?
Exactly. Everyone's ready to hear music. They're excited about it.
And yeah.
It doesn't hurt that Russell absolved everybody right at the top of the set. I think that set a good precedent there. I think that brought him in.
So do you preach at the church, or is that how that goes?
Yeah, I'm one of the preachers at the church. Yep.
All right. How long have you been doing that for?
Like about 15 years.
Wow.
So do you consider that kind of part of the whole experience, like the music and the preaching is all kind of one big deal?
Yeah, it's the whole experience, the people, the community coming together and the singing and talking and, yeah, preaching, praying.
Do you do a lot of crowd participation in your church? Like, do they get really into it and sing along and all that? No?
It's back to Minnesota.
Yeah.
That we were just talking about earlier, but... You know, we don't really have a lot of hooting and hollering in our music, but there's just enough, you know, if you want to hoot and holler, you can, but you're not going to, you know, it's not expected if you come to the church.
But the flip side is my family started going to the House of Mercy because of musical events. They brought in Charlie Louvin, who is one of the founders of kind of the brother sound in country music. And then the next year it was Dr. Ralph Stanley right after Oh Brother had come out. And then this year we did this, not a musical and not a play, but kind of a wake for Hank Williams, where they invited, you know, anyone in the congregation who wanted to write songs for it and then performed them at a funeral home. And I think that kind of thing really engages the church community and, brought us in, you know, my wife and I.
Well, it wouldn't be a church without a little preaching. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to speak briefly for the edification, hopefully, of the congregation here. Now, when I'm not speaking to my own congregation, it's a little bit different because I want to be sensitive to people's differing, spiritual predilections. So I just want a show of applause. I just want to put a scale out there so I know where we're at. So one end of the scale would be like, life is random and pointless and then you die. And then at the other end of the scale would be like, God is my co-pilot. And then like somewhere in the middle would be like, probably there's a benevolent creator. Okay, so just with a show of applause so we can know where we're at here. Life is random and then you die. Okay, excellent. And probably a benevolent creator. God is my co-pilot. Well, it's a very diverse group, I can tell here. And then also usually, you know, preaching, you really have to have a text, and I don't really have one. So if anybody knows like a Bible verse or like a poem or a koan or a lyric from Leonard Cohen, just shout it out. This is sort of like fire and brimstone meets a night at the improv kind of a thing. So anybody? Bible verse? Poem? Line?
Love thy neighbor.
Love thy neighbor. As yourself. This has always been a problematic text for me. Because I exist a lot of time with a lot of self-loathing. And I think the problem a lot that you'll run into in the world is that most people are loving their neighbor as they love themselves. I mean, I think they just don't really have that. They're just really a lot of self-loathing. They don't like what they find when they look in the mirror. But I think what that text is really supposed to get at is talking about how you do, even if you wake up in the morning full of fear and regret and wishing you were someone else and somewhere else, you still do brush your teeth and comb your hair and feed yourself, that you take care of yourself, you look out for yourself. And I think that text is saying, look it, maybe put somebody else even ahead of you. Brush somebody else's teeth. That might not work, but but take that same level of care and love somebody else, because ultimately what that goes on to say, that is part of the great commandments, which is, first of all, it's love God and then love your neighbor as yourself. And the idea is that there is a love, a big love, and all the love that we have is an overflowing of that love in the universe, and that we should let it freely flow to one another. And so I just want to leave you with this, that there is a God who knows you fully and loves you fully. But even better than that, there's a God who knows you completely and actually really likes you. Amen.
Gonna hold my body down.
going down to the River Jordan. Gonna bury my knees in the sand. Gonna cry out Hosanna till I reach that promised land. Well, there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. Well, there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up out of the ground, 'cause there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. On down to the River Gabriel, put your foot on the land and sea. Gabriel, don't you blow that trumpet until you hear from me. There ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. Sound. Gonna get up out of the ground, 'cause there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. Yonder Gabriel, put your foot on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow that trumpet until you hear from me. Well, there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. Well, there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, out of the ground, 'cause there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down.
That was fun.
You want to try one? You want to do Blessed Be the Name?
Yeah. This is fun. We're getting to mix it up here. You can tell it's not a highly polished rehearsed act here, but this is just what we do at House of Mercy in St. Paul all the time. Thank you.
Yeah, so this is kind of a very deep cultural experience. It's not just your typical, you know, rock band, and I really appreciate that. And even a lot of churches nowadays just resort to having, you know, either typical rock instruments if they're a contemporary church or just organ. So it's nice to see something that's part of the Minnesota culture, part of what's going on right now in the churches. How do you feel that you communicate with the rest of the music that's going on around in Minnesota? Where do you fit in all that? And maybe what do you bring to it?
Almost all of us are in different bands, so a lot of us will see each other around town anyway, playing in various bands. Quillen's in the Rowe Family Singers, and Jeremy's in the Urban Hillbilly Quartet, and Chris is in a band called Merzik, and I'm in a band called the Cactus Blossoms, and we see each other everywhere, and so I guess it's natural, yeah.
And for about 3 years, House of Mercy had a regular gig at the Turf Club called House of Mercy Presents, and it was like an internet radio show for, you know, traditional music, Americana kind of music, country music.
That's how we met. Charlie started playing at the church. That's how he started coming to be here with us.
And the church then has a record label, too, and we released Charlie's two of his last records.
The song is called The Kneeling Drunkard's Plea.
I went down by an old country church. I saw the drunkard stagger and lurch, and as he reached his mother's grave, I saw that drunkard kneel and pray. Lord, have mercy on me, was the kneeling drunkard's plea. And as he knelt there on the ground, I know that God in heaven looked down. Bring my darling boy to me, was his mother's dying plea. And as he staggered through the gate, alas, he came just one day too late. Lord, have mercy on me, was the kneeling drunkard's plea. And as he knelt there on the ground, I know that God in heaven looked down. For many long years he had chosen to roam away from his loving mother and home. A drunkard's life he always led, and when he came home, his mother was dead. Lord, have mercy on me, was the kneeling drunkard's plea. And as he knelt there on the ground, I know that God in heaven looked down.
Need a little fiddle here.
Years have passed since he went away. Her son is sleeping beside her today. And I know that in heaven his mother he'll see, for God has heard that drunkard's plea. Lord, have mercy on me, was the kneeling drunkard's plea. And as he knelt there on the ground,
Yes, I know that God in heaven looked down.
Should we do Jesus Met the Woman at the
Well? Sure, yeah.
You want to do Jesus Met the Woman at the Well?
We can catch on. We'll just hold on.
I think it's one chord.
Yeah, okay.
If it's that.
Sounds like our kind of Jesus Met.
Do you record records on your own?
We're doing one right now.
We are. Yep. Nice. Yeah, earlier this week we were just in the studio, so we're hoping to have it out in the next few months.
What did you think of playing with Charlie Parr? We see him a lot around Winona. We love him here, but what did you guys think?
We all love him.
Yeah.
It's hard not to love that guy.
Yeah.
He and Emily are great, and they're frequent guests at the church.
What do you feel that he brings to your set that maybe you guys don't have?
That foot.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
foot. I mean, really. I mean, he's got a drive that like Paige said, we don't have a lot of the hooting and hollering at the church. And I think when Charlie comes in and he just gets that foot moving and that rhythm going and people just really, you can just see him kind of sit up in the pews a little bit. And it just really gets into him.
Yeah, he really energized the crowd last night with his late night set. Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add to the interview?
Just that we love being here at the Boats and Bluegrass Festival.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fantastic. And we hope to come back.
Yeah.
So if anybody, I know your album, you're working on it now, but if anybody wants to learn more about your band or your church, where can they find information about that?
Houseofmercy.org.
You know, we are the latest iteration of the band, and I think Jeremy, you've been played with them for quite a while.
Angie too.
But there are so this is our first album together, but there are just a fistful from other versions of the band that recorded before us that are absolutely fantastic too.
And all that can be found in all the records that we've released on House of Mercy Recordings can be found on houseofmercyrecordings.com.
Okay. Well, thanks for playing and thanks for doing an interview with us. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Would you lend a helping hand to some poor sinner man? Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord? Would you stop and try to save on your journey to the grave? Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord?
Are you walking?
Are you walking?
Are you talking?
Are you talking?
Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord? Are you traveling in His light every day and every night? Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord? If your soul said testify, would the world hear your reply? Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord? Would you stop and shout His name or bow your head in shame? Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord?
Are you walking?
Are you walking?
Are you talking?
Are you talking?
Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord? Are you traveling in His light every day and every night? Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord?
Are you walking?
Are you walking?
Are you talking?
Are you talking?
Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord? Are you traveling in His light every day and every night? Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord?
When the time has come to go, will your robe be white as snow?
Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord? Will He take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land? Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord?
Are you walking?
Are you walking?
Are you talking?
Are you talking?
Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord? Are you traveling in His light every day and every night? Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord?
Now are you walking?
Are you walking?
Are you talking?
Are you talking?
Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord? Are you traveling in His light every day and every night? Are you walking and a-talking for the Lord?
I think that song was about that loving your neighbor as yourself stuff you were talking about, Russell.
Do you got one more?
Hey, Russell. Is it okay if we do I'll Fly Away now?
Yeah.
All right, we have the preacher's blessing on this. Did you want to say anything before we're done here? I think we're just going to do a couple more songs. Thank you all for coming to church this morning. I know it was a long drive, but it's good of you to make it out and do your duty.
Sing along, please.
Let's all sing along on this one. I'll Fly Away.
This life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away
this life is gone, I'll fly away like a bird from prison bars that's flown.
Thanks a lot, everybody. This has been a lot of fun. Thanks to Charlie and Emily for playing, and Boats and Bluegrass for letting us be here. Very nice. Thanks.
Thanks again to both the Bloodwash Band and Charlie Parr for sharing their music. More information about the Bloodwash Band can be found at houseofmercy.org.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.